This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Fox News is now streaming live on Fox One. The voices you trust. The stories you won't find anywhere else.
This is the story breaking right now.
Fox One. We live for lives.
Try it free for 7 days. Offers are subject to change. Go to Fox One for complete terms and conditions.
It was a prerequisite. We went down the teams, and we only picked teams that had room on their cap that could pay Micah, and we only picked teams that had top tackles, interior tackles, that we wanted to have any dialogue with at all about a trade. That was the criteria of trading. Top existing tackle that could come in here and play for us right now.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
All right, that was Jerry Jones explaining getting robbed yesterday by the Green Bay Packers. Jets Richards, Gabe Ramirez, we are live from Sluggers. I mean, it was 70-plus degrees driving in Wrigleyville. It's a great day to be out. Come on by, say hello with you all the way until 6 o'clock. Maybe take a couple swings in the batting cages upstairs. I know, Gabe, did you head there over the break?
I laid down a couple of bunts, Jetson. No full swings.
Good. Well, that sounds like you're hitting about as well as the Cubs are. We'll get into that coming up. Lance Prosdowski will join us right here at Sluggers in just about 15 minutes. So join us at 3 o'clock. So we'll transition to Cubs with him in just a bit. We did want to talk about Jerry Jones. Did you know that Forbes valued the Cowboys, I believe, with this week they valued the Cowboys. Do you know what that number came in at?
$6.2 billion. That's just a guess.
$13 billion is what the Dallas Cowboys were just valued at.
Wow. Okay, America's team. Makes sense. $13 billion.
I will say this. Jerry doesn't own his stadium. I think would surprise a lot of people. But other than that, things seem to be going pretty well for Jerry Jones. That press conference yesterday, you know, you try not to be an ageist. He wasn't sitting up there by himself. Like, that would have been a little concerning to watch him up there by himself. At 82 years old, did you find yourself maybe having a little bit concern about Jerry Jones and decisions that he's making for the organization?
Yeah, he sounded like me later tonight when I get home from Sluggers, trying to explain to my wife what's going on. You know, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know, trying to make yourself sound good. But you know what's interesting? You know, yesterday when I was looking up, you know, president, he's the president, he's the GM, he's the owner, right? He's the Kevin Warren, he's the Ryan Poles, he's the McCaskey family, all bundled into one. So, but when you see him up there, it just it doesn't hit the same way where you want him to, you want there to be some sort of barrier between you and Jerry Jones. You know he's accessible, but you'd rather have him commenting on the team. But when he has to go up there and he's telling you, we were looking for these kinds of squads with this kind of talent that we were going to be able to get in return, it just didn't seem believable because we already knew what he was saying about Micah Parsons to begin with.
The Cowboys drafted Micah Parsons in 2021. All right, they drafted him 12th overall. You'd think Jerry would know his name.
You would hope he would know his name. Maybe he tried to forget it over the last couple of weeks.
Tanny, do we have some Jerry Jones trying to remember Micah's name?
This is for Jerry and obviously Steven. Why did you decide to trade Micah Parsons?
Well, we need to stop the run. And when you have the kind of extraordinary pass rush that Michael had, there was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade. But Micah Parsons did an outstanding job for us for 4 years. We don't have that excellence that Michael Parsons has there. Made a commitment to Michael this spring. Micah.
Did you at any point talk one-on-one with Micah to try and figure this out?
Did I talk to Michael?
At one point, his son, Stephen, annoyingly corrected him.
To Michael?
Micah.
Well, Michael Irvin said he wouldn't trade Micah Parsons, and maybe that's what Jerry was thinking in his head. It was Michael Parsons that he traded away, and he thought he got a steal for two first-round picks.
Jerry's like, wait a minute. Did you guys hear the reason that Michael Irvin gave for him not believing Jerry was going to trade Micah Parsons?
No.
He said he's not that crazy.
Oh,
direct
well.
And then a minute later, he gets traded.
Yeah, nope. You know, crazy may not be the word, but there may be a word that some others may want to consider using, like unfit is often a word you could consider using.
Justin, are you surprised? I mean, obviously, you know, we can poke fun at the moment and Jerry Jones and all the hoopla surrounding the trading of Micah Parsons, but were you surprised that he ended up pulling the trigger, even despite, you know, the negativity that was surrounding the Cowboys organization?
Yeah, I'm not convinced that Jerry Jones wanted to trade him. I think that he played himself in a way where his agent refused to talk to him, and so he was put in a place where he needed to trade him. Now, why he would trade him in division, or not in division, but why would he trade him
in conference?
In conference to the Packers, especially, like, do you remember that 2023 loss where the Cowboys were rolling, they won 12 games, and then the Packers kind of came out of nowhere? Jerry Jones has talked about it as one of the most crushing losses in his life. I think that the Packers have eliminated the Cowboys like the last 3 years, and so there's a lot of moves in there where it has you thinking about Al Davis. Do you remember when Al Davis fired Lane Kiffin?
Yeah.
Do you remember how he did it?
No.
He did it writing on a projector screen with
right?
The media looking at it behind him, where it was like, oh, you're just not well to make these kinds of decisions. There was a great video of Micah Parsons celebrating with his mother because his mother officially retired. And I felt like last night we may have watched Jerry Jones officially retire.
Maybe the son steps in a little bit more to make some decisions. Listen, I understand the thinking behind it. I understand you want to stop the run. I understand you're assuming that you're...
He's not tackling defenders trying to stop
Jones,
the run for the
it?
Cowboys.
When you're 12-5 for three straight seasons, as you mentioned, and then, you flop last year, you kind of take a microscope to your team and try to figure out, is there a new direction we need to go in? And ultimately, he didn't want to pay Michael Parsons the $188 million or whatever they would have ultimately ended up paying him. And sometimes you have to hit the reset button, right? He paid Dak Prescott, gave CeeDee Lamb the money. So in his mind, he's saying, as you were mentioning earlier with Ryan Poles, I need some draft capital in order to offset those dollars. And I think ultimately that's where Jerry Jones landed.
The most unfortunate part of all of this is the Cowboys' ineptitude made the Packers a division favorite, in my opinion, and potentially a Super Bowl favorite with that move. Hey, Chris DiStefano will be performing live at Chicago Theater Friday, September 5th, and we give you a chance to win a pair of tickets right now. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
Been eating a lot of sweets. I got a size 38 waist. Yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah. Thunder thighs. Yeah. 38 waist, 32 length. What kind of dimensions are those? I mean, I feel like a Midwestern stepmom, I go to the Gap. I'm like, do you have 38, 32? They're like, no, we don't, Diane. Okay?
Provided by Live Nation. Chris is very, very funny. So good luck winning those tickets today. But coming up next, do the Cubs have the depth and really enough left in the tank in this starting rotation to make a push into the playoffs? We will ask none other than Lance Brozdowski, coming our way from Marquee Sports Network. But right here, it is Game Ramirez. It is Judson Richards. We're live from Sluggers in Wrigleyville. That is coming up next on 6-7 Score.
On Fox One, now you can stream your favorite live sports so you can be there live for the biggest moments.
Touchdown!
And catch history in the making.
Gibby, meet three!
Fox One, we live for live. Streaming now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.